এই আশার মুর্শিদি ও মাওলাই কুররাতু আইনি ও সামারাতু ফুয়াদি হযরত রাশা হাকিম মোহাম্মদ আখতার স্যার রহমতুল্লাহি আলাইহি তো জানদার শানদার আর মজেদার হয় জানদার শানদার আর মজেদার হয় উসকা উনওয়ান হয় জিসনে সের বখশা হয় উসসে সরকাশি জিবা নহীঁ জিসনে সের বখশা হয় উসসে সরকাশি জিবা নহীঁ আপনি খালেক পর ফিদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফিদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনে মুরশিদ ফকর আর নফস কে রেসেতে কতর দামনে মুরশিদ ফকর আর নফস কে রেসেতে কতর খাক হু যায়েঙ্গে কবর মি হাসিনো কে বদন খাক হু যায়েঙ্গে কবর মি হাসিনো কে বদন আর দিল বুরুকি খাতের রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর আর দিল বুরুকি খাতের রাহে পয়গম্বর না ছোর জানি কব আজায় রব সে তুজকো পয়গামি আজল জানি কব আজায় রব সে তুজকো পয়গামি আজল রাহ গুম কর দানফস কো উসকি গুমরাহি সে মোর রাহ গুম কর দানফস কো উসকি গুমরাহি সে মোর তুনি জু রব সে কিয়া থা আহদ পৈমানি আজল তুনি জু রব সে কিয়া থা আহদ পৈমানি আজল নফস দুশ্মন কি ওয়াজা সে উসকো আই জালিম না তোর নফস দুশ্মন কি ওয়াজা সে উসকো আই জালিম না তোর মাইনি মানা হাই বহারে আরুজি তুজু কোলাজিজ মাইনি মানা হাই বহারে আরুজি তুজু কোলাজিজ দাই মি রাহত কি খাতির আরুজি রাহত কো ছোর দাই মি রাহত কি খাতির আরুজি রাহত কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফিদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর আপনি খালেক পর ফিদা হো আর গায়রুল্লাহ কো ছোর দামনে মুরশিদ ফকর আর নফস কে রেসেতে কতর দামনে মুরশিদ ফকর আর নফস কে রেসেতে কতর মাইনি মানা মাইনি মানা হাই বহারে আরজি তুজু কোলাজিজ দাই মি রাহত কি খাতির আরজি রাহত কো ছোর জিসনি সরবত শাহাই উসসে সরকশি জিবা নহীঁ জিসনি সরবত শাহাই উসসে সরকশি জিবা নহীঁ উস দরে জানা পিসর রাখ আর দরে বুত খানা ছোর উস দরে জানা পিসর রাখ আর দরে বুত খানা ছোর হিম্মতে মর দানা আই জালিম তু কর আব এখতিয়ার হিম্মতে মর দানা আই জালিম তু কর আব এখতিয়ার রাহে সরবাজি মে আপনি খোয়ে রো বাহি কো ছোর রাহে সরবাজি মে আপনি খোয়ে রো বাহি কো ছোর দিন জিসকা হাই উসি পর আসরা আখতর করো دین جس کا ہے اسی پر آسرہ اختر کرو، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، کام جس کا ہے اسی پر اپنی سب فکروں کو چھوڑ، اپنی خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامنی مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو توڑ۔
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، الحمدللہ وکفا والسلام علی عبادی الذین اصطفى، اما بعد، this beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious dada Sheikh Ari Billah Rumi Zamana Tabrizi Waqt Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, Hazrat has beautifully titled this poem, which is a great bayan, that jisne sar bakhsha hai usse sar kashi zeba nahi, that think who has granted you this head of yours, in other words who has granted you your life, think who has granted you your life, that great being who has granted you your life, is it a sign of gratitude that you are transgressing his laws and you don't obey him? It is not worthy. You can't be regarded as a human being if you don't obey the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can it be possible that that great being who out of his sheer mercy and kindness has granted us this life of ours, so how can we be transgressing the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because Allah ta'ala who has given us life, Allah ta'ala has shown us the way how to lead our life. And if we lead our life as Allah ta'ala has taught us, then only a person will get benefit in his life, in this world, and most important, we have to return to Allah Rabbul Izzat, to give an account and to answer to Allah Rabbul Izzat as far as this great gift of life is concerned. So Hazrat teaches us here very beautifully, اپنے خالق پر فدا ہو اور غیر اللہ کو چھوڑ، دامن مرشد پکڑ اور نفس کے رشتے کو چھوڑ، that become a loyal servant of your creator, your sustainer, your nourisher, Allah Rabbul Izzat. In other words, become loyal, become obedient to the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Allah ta'ala reminds us, Ya ayyuhan nas u'budu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum, that O people, make ibadat, become the slaves of that great being, rabbukum, your great creator who brought you from non-existence into existence. And Allah ta'ala has given us here the answer in the Qur'an Kareem so beautifully, that why Allah ta'ala is telling us, become the obedient slaves of Allah. Alladhi khalaqakum, only Allah has created you. Nobody else has given you life. Your life is not in control of anybody, not even your own self. It is only in the control of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So become fida, in other words, become totally, sacrifice your whole life only for Allah Rabbul Izzat. And leave everything else besides Allah. Where you looking for attention and you think that this person can assist me, that thing can help me, nothing besides Allah Rabbul Izzat can help us, can fulfill our needs, etc. So it is only common sense, it is only logical that we should be obedient and we should be just fida. We should give our lives only to Allah Rabbul Izzat. And how to do this? Allah Ta'ala has taught us, and your Hazrat has put it in a beautiful poem, that damani murshid pakar of nafs ke rishte ko tor. Allah Ta'ala has commanded, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu taqullah wa kunu ma'as sadiqin. In order to become the humble slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says that hold the garment of your guide, your sheikh. Allah is saying, kunu ma'as sadiqin, that be with the true righteous pious servants of Allah, those who have got the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah, those who know Allah. As Allah Ta'ala teaches us so beautifully, why Allah gave us this life, Ar-Rahman. Allah is extremely merciful. So you want to know about Allah, fas'albi khabira. So ba khabar hai, those who know about Allah, ask them. And then when you get an idea, just a brilliant of an idea of the ma'rifat of Allah, then you will want to be a die-hard follower of your guide, your sheikh who has taught us about Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then all the connections with your desires and your passion, you will break all this. Then it will be easy to break all those connections. Otherwise, we have unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala says, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَىٰ, that a person thinks he just came in the world on his own, it's his own life, he's just existing as he is. As today we are taught by Shaitan also, and our nafs is caught in the trap, that it is my life, it's my body, I can do what I want to. Allah says, أَفَرَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَاهُ هَوَىٰ, did you see that stupid idiot who made his passion and desires his God? No, learn to get connected to the friends of Allah. They will teach us how to get connected to Allah. And then you'll see all the chains and all the turmoil of the nafs, that is all the connections you got with what your desires and passions, you'll be able to break it. Otherwise you think, I got this contact, I got that contact. All the contacts of this world are useless. And worse, the haram enjoyments of life, that is, they will lead us into destruction. Hazrat further mentioned so beautifully that if you want to understand and realize that all these artificial connections of your nafs and desires, and worse, this haram entertainment that you're going after, remember, all that Allah Ta'ala is made from sand and water. And that is all going to turn back to what? Reality. Khaak ho jayenge kabro mein haseeno ke badan. Aarzi dil bar ke khatir raay pe ghambar na chor. That all that you are following, your passion and your desires, and worse, haram, illicit love affairs, looking at the painted dollies on the street, etc., and falling in love with them artificially, and you falling into a state of misery. Hazrat says that all these beauties that you think they are beauty, in reality they are not beautiful. They are just made from sand and dust, and their body is going to turn back to soil. So what are you making, becoming the slave of these things? For a temporary, you get the temporary enjoyment in your heart, which in reality you're not getting enjoyment. Just by looking, what are you going to get? You're not going to get anything in there. So say your own nafs is fooling you that you're getting some enjoyment looking at these painted dollies, whether it's in the street, whether on the billboard, whether in the magazines, and worse, on our phones, and worse, in our beds, under our blankets. What are you going to get in there? Hazrat says that don't be a foolish idiot, that just for that temporary, stupid enjoyment that you think, artificial enjoyment you are getting, and you leave the path of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahu Akbar. If you don't realize it now, while Allah has given us the opportunity, then you will be crying, not tears of blood. Allah says, وَيَوْمَ يَعَدُّ الظَّالِمُ عَلَىٰ يَدَيْهِ يَقُولُ يَا لَيْتَنِي اتَّخَذْتُ مَعَ الرَّسُولِ سَبِيلًا. You'll be chewing your fingers in great regret, extreme regret, that why didn't I follow the path of my beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And to get this courage, Hazrat has taught us that follow the lifestyle of your murshid, of your sheikh, and then you'll see how to follow sunnah is not easy, it's extremely enjoyable, and it's a great honor. Jaane kab aajaye rab se tujhko peghaam e ajal, raah gum karda nafas ko is gumrahi se mor. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says, why are you wasting time? Don't think that I'm still young, or I will change tomorrow, or I'm intending to go for Umrah, then I will change my life. Hazrat says, you don't know which minute you are going to be called up by Allah Ta'ala. فَإِذَا جَاءَ جَلُومْ لَا يَسْتَخِرُونَ سَعَةُ وَلَا يَسْتَبْدِمُونَ. When your time for expiry has written, it's no sickness, it's no age. Allah has written how many seconds you're going to live in the world. Then when that message of your final hour comes, then you get a shock. حَتَّى إِذَا جَاهَدُمُ الْمَوْتِ قَالَ رَبِّي ارْجِعُونِ. You'll be shocked. Malakul Maut says, your time is up. Now you will say, Allah, please give me a chance. Hazrat says, before that, as Hazrat Maulana Yunus Bader Sahib Rahmatullah used to say, many people used to say, Hazrat, we want to change our life and take birth, but I think I'm still not ready. Hazrat used to ask, you ready before Maut or after Maut? Say, Hazrat, obviously before I pass away, I want to change my life. So Hazrat says, you know when you're going to. He says, we don't know. It means now. And when Allah has put that desire in our heart, Allah has brought us here, let us not waste the next second. In this majlis myself, make sincere tawbah, beg Allah Ta'ala for forgiveness, ask Allah to give us tawfiq to follow the path of our shaykh that will lead us, that is the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and connect us to Allah Ta'ala. Hazrat says that don't follow the path that is leading you astray of your nafs, that nafs is playing havoc on you. So turn away from this wrong road.
You're on the wrong road. Realize now you're on the wrong road. And now take a U-turn. And don't waste time. Tune jo rab se kya tha, ahd wa peyman azal. Nafs dushman ki wajah se usko e zalim na tor. That we all made a promise with Allah Ta'ala. Allah first created all our souls. And when all the souls were created, before Allah put the souls in the body, as the time came that your soul must come into the body to see whether we remember that pledge, Allah Ta'ala says, وَإِذْ أَخَذَ رَبُّكَ مِنْ بَنِي آدَمَ وَمِنْ ظُهُورِهِمْ ذُرِّيَّتَهُمْ وَأَشْهَدَهُمْ عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ أَلَسْتُ بِرَبِّكُمْ. Allah presented Himself and the great beauty and splendor of Allah. All the nafs just got a wink of that. And Allah asked, am I not your Rabb? Did I not make you? We all answered, Qalu Bala. Mufassirin have mentioned that the first voice that came up was that of Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And we all followed and we said, oh Allah, definitely you are our Rabb. And Allah says, I'm taking a pledge. This is your pledge you made. Don't forget that when I send you, Allah Ta'ala knows that Allah is going to send us in the world. Then there, when the soul is put into the body, now all temptations and all tests from Allah Ta'ala, Hazrat says, don't forget this promise you have made. So your enemy, or that is your own nafs, that is your greatest enemy, worse than Shaitan also. So break that ties with your nafs and realize I made a pledge with Allah. And a loyal servant is that person who thinks of his pledge all the time. And he fulfills that pledge of his. Any mistake he makes, immediately he asks for forgiveness. Maine mana hai bahare arzi tusku laziz. Daimi rahat ki khatir, arzi rahat ku chor. Hazrat puts it so beautifully that many people say, yes, I want to change, but it's so difficult. You know, the temptations, etc. I just can't control my desires, etc. Hazrat says, I understand this temporary, artificial enjoyment that you think you are getting in your entertainment, in your pleasures, words, haram, sports, etc. Then Hazrat says, are you so foolish? Just think of the end result. That this is so temporary, so short-lived. You might be engaged in an haram enjoyment and malakul maut come. An everlasting pleasure of akhirat, where you're going to go back to Allah. How can you sacrifice that? So be the realistic. Use your intelligence and sacrifice this artificial temporary pleasures. And don't sacrifice the everlasting comforts of the year after. Jisne sar bakhsha hai, usse sar kachi zeba nahi. Us dare jana pe sar rakh aur dar boot khana chor. Hazrat says, now realize that that great being who blessed you with this head, in other words, Allah didn't give us an empty head, Allah gave us brain, and Allah gave us this whole body, and Allah is taking care of us. It is not becoming that you are transgressing the laws of Allah. You go against the commands of Allah, now remember, turn towards the threshold of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Put your head down in sajda and beg Allah ta'ala for forgiveness and leave the ways of the idol. Whichever thing has become your idol, words, the sport, woman, etc., whether it's our business, our profession, just cut off ties with all that idols and join your tie with the Creator and Allah, who has out of His kindness granted us this great gift. That's why Allah Ta'ala has brought us here to learn how to make this connection. And then many people think how to make this connection. We want some ta'weez, etc. Hazrat says the real ta'weez is himmati mardana e zalim tu kar ab ikhtiyar. Rai sar bazi mein apni khuwe rubahi kuchor. That all you need, what is the ta'weez? Use your courage. Allah has given, Allah says, وَالْهَمَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَهَا. We have put desires, you got inclination towards haram, but we gave you power breaks also. You got courage, you can control your desires. So your husband says, O zalim, they don't oppress yourself. Now choose the part of courage, be like a lion. In this part of like being a lion, to become the friend of Allah, you have to be a lion over your nafs, and control your nafs, and don't be like a coward fox. Just any temptations come and you fall into haram. Allah Ta'ala save us. Deen jiska hai usi par aasra akhtar karo. Kaam jiska hai usi par apni sab fikro ko chhod. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat says here so beautifully that Allah, who has given us the spark of life, the deen and the shariat of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the commands of Allah Ta'ala, it is only Allah Ta'ala's deen. And Allah Ta'ala says, inna deena inda Allah Islam. So Hazrat says that, oh Allah, we only put our hopes on you. that we beg you that put us on the spot of your deen, and what work we have to do for you, let us be our concern and worry is that am I on the right deen. And as Hazrat explains, the deen of Islam that Allah gave Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, not any altered deen and not any modern deen, that deen that has come directly from Nabi Akram sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we are so fortunate we got our Shaykh, our Mashayikh, who are firm on that path. So Allah grant us tawfiq to hold firm onto that path and make us his close ones.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Regarding the Kitab Hayatul Muslimin, the character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The hadith continues, I then asked my father about the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's conduct when sitting with his companions. He gave a detailed description of it. This is quoted from another hadith also related by him. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was always smiling, lenient and soft-natured. He was neither stern nor hard-hearted. He would not speak in a loud and uncouth manner, and he was not vulgar in his speech. He was not in the habit of finding fault. He would feign disregard for something which he did not like. People would not argue in his presence. When anyone spoke to him, they would remain silent until the person finished speaking. He used to tolerate the impolite and crude ways of speaking and posing questions of the Bedouins, to the extent that the Sahaba radiallahu anhu used to like it when the Bedouins came to him. Because they were Sahaba would feel shy to ask certain questions and they would have no formalities, they would ask. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not interrupt any person's speech unless the person transgressed the limits, at which time he would cut him off either by stopping him or getting up from there and leaving. This was the nature of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's general assembly. This was the treatment of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of those who were attached to him and aligned to him. His treatment of his opponents is now described. Hazrat Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu relates that someone said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, curse the polytheist. He replied, I have not been sent to curse, I have been sent as a mercy. That is why it was Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's habit to pray for goodness for even his enemies. To occasionally beseech Allah Ta'ala to save him from their mischief is another matter. Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha narrates a lengthy incident about Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's journey to Taif. He was so hurt by the taunts and insults of the disbelievers that he said later on that it was worse than what he had suffered in the battle of Uhud. At that time Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam brought the angel who was in charge of the mountains to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He made salam to him and said, O Muhammad, I am the angel who is deputed over the mountains. Allah Ta'ala sent me so that you can instruct me to cause these two mountains to crush on these people of Taif. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied, No, rather I hope that Allah Ta'ala will create from their progeny people who will worship none but Allah and will ascribe no partners to him. If it was not the occasion to take physical revenge, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam could have easily made a verbal statement against them, especially when bearing in mind that he was assured that a mere order from him will cause the entire population to be smashed into smithereens. Despite this, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam resorted to kindness. This was his treatment to those who were his sworn enemies. He had other enemies who were his subjects, over those whom he had control and authority. Observe his treatment to them. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu relates a lengthy incident about a Jew who was living as a subject of the Muslims in Medina Munawwara. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam owed him some money, and this person became so insensitive towards him that he refused him to leave the masjid and go home from Zohar until the next morning. When some people threatened the Jew, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah Ta'ala has prohibited me from wronging those with whom we have a covenant, and also those with whom we do not have a covenant. It is said, when the sun rose considerably, the Jew suddenly said, Ashhadu an la ilaha illallah wa ashhadu annaka Rasulullah. The man added, I did all of this for you because I read in the Torah that Muhammad is the son of Abdullah. He will be born in Makkah. He will immigrate to Medina, and his rule will extend to Syria. This was realized later on. I also read that you are kind-hearted. not ill-tempered. We do not engage in any clamor and noise in the bazaars. We neither commit acts of immorality, nor is there immodesty in your temperament. I did all of this to test you and see if these qualities were found in you. I have tested you and found these qualities in you. That is why I testify that there is none worthy of worship except Allah. And I testify that you are the messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you study, note, as it says, if you study just a few of these above ahadith daily, you will see how quickly you will reform and become good. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, give us tawfiq to make